White, J.E. White, Emma. Per Ardua, William Street, Granville, New South Wales, Australia. May 2nd, 1894. Dear children, Edson and Emma, your long letters are received, and I was much interested in both of them. I have just read them to Brother Starr. He says to tell Edson that I and my wife are where you and your wife ought to be, and when Edson is ready to take our place, we will welcome him, for it is the very arrangement that ought to be made. In regard to the boat, I can only say, the will of the Lord be done. Acts 21, verse 14. If this is the Lord's plan, I have not a sign of an objection to it, but I feel deeply over the fact that you are not with us in the work. I am more disappointed than I can express. There are places that I know need you very much, and I need you. I have not been able to get over this disappointment without tears. I am getting old in years. I cannot expect to have many more years of life, and when I am mostly surrounded with those who are of no kith or kin for the most of my time, a longing desire is begotten in my heart to have my children united with me in the work which it seems ought to be done. I am longing for retirement and rest, and yet I see no way to obtain it. We cannot possibly leave here for Africa or for any other place, short of 1 or 2 years, as far as appearances would indicate. And I did so much hope that the Lord would grant me the desire of my heart and permit me to have the association of my children in my labors. Brother and Sister Starr are a great help to me, but my soul cries out for my children. But there, I will stop crying now and leave all to the Lord. We have been very busily at work, and I see not a particle of time for rest. I enjoy the work, for the Lord blesses me in it. Brother Starr was sincerely in hope that you would come to this far-off country. The climate is all that you could desire. If one location fails to be favorable for health, another location can be sought where the climate is favorable and where there is just as much need of workers. As far as America is concerned, I do not as yet feel to turn my face that way. I am pleased that you are not to enter a field of labor without someone with you. If you put your trust in God and go where He directs, I will say, "The will of the Lord be done." Verse 14. I am in a large family, but nevertheless I feel as one alone, needing that blending with elements that are not with me. W.C. White is so fully taxed with burdens in his line of work that I have not much of his company, and I see no prospect of its being otherwise. But this will not be for long. If I can do the work which devolves upon me with faithfulness, I will be so grateful to my Heavenly Father. We have been here in this new place, Granville, about 5 weeks. There are 4 places in which we are called to labor. Sydney is 13 miles from Granville. In Sydney at one time there was quite a large church, but many have moved away. Others have joined the church, but they need a vital connection with God. Kellyville is another place, which is 12 miles from Granville. They have all newly come to the faith and have built them a little church free from debt. They number, I think, about 30 members. Parramatta is about 2 miles from Granville, where there is a church of 60 members, who have been in the truth about 1.5 years. Seven Hills is about 8 miles from Granville. Brother Hickox has been laboring there since the camp meeting at Middle Brighton. He has a large tent, which accommodates the people, and a family tent in which he lived alone until a few weeks ago when he married Carrie Gribble. The marriage ceremony took place at our house, and I think I have written you about it. He has labored most faithfully, and oh, how I have wished that you were here to unite with him. He is soon to leave for Queensland. May 6th. Brother Starr, Brother Lawrence, and Willie have taken Brother Belden's pony and trap and have gone to Seven Hills this morning. Brother and Sister Belden, Sister Starr, and I will go this afternoon when, if I am able, I shall fill my appointment. We regard every meeting that is held now as of great importance. Souls are convicted. They come out to the Sabbath meetings, as those before them did who afterward took an open stand for the truth. We have planned a general gathering at Seven Hills today, and expect the brethren from Kellyville, Parramatta, and Sydney to meet with us. They held meetings all day. The people brought their lunch and spread it on the grass and took their refreshments together. The question was, could I go 8 miles and speak to the people in the afternoon? Well, I ventured. The Lord strengthened me, and I spoke as usual. Several said they had never heard Sister White speak with greater clearness and power. I felt both last Sunday and this Sunday, May 6th, that the Lord had a message for the people, and that He used me as His instrument. His name shall have the glory. I can of mine own self do nothing. John 5, verse 30. Thus said Christ when His divinity was clothed with humanity. Christ said to His disciples, "Without me ye can do nothing." John 15, verse 5. I rejoice more over the fact that you are seeking to be a diligent student in the school of Christ than over anything else. Time is short, very short, and we desire that you should walk humbly with God, and that His impress may be seen upon your character. You may reflect the character of Jesus Christ. Two brothers named Firth, who reside in Kellyville, were converted to the truth from the world. The eldest is married. His wife is with him in the faith, and he has one child. He has a small place on a few acres of land upon which he makes his living. He gave the lot upon which the church has been built. It is a nice little church, and is a great gratification to them, for the people acted a part in building it. The brothers live quite a distance back from the road, and we were much surprised to learn that they were summoned last week for working on Sunday. They were working upon their land, so you see the same satanic agencies that are at work in America are stirring with power from beneath to do a similar work in this country. These men are to come before the authorities today to answer for the charges against them. They say they will refuse to pay the fine. These men are young in the faith. They are active, capable men, and how it turns with them will mean a great deal to our people in Kellyville and in other places. May the Lord hold in check the powers of darkness, and may the truth bear away the victory, is our prayer. The dragon power is stirred against the people of God, but God lives and reigns. Brother Steed began a work at Castle Hill, 8 miles from Parramatta, but the people were so prejudiced that they would not come out to hear him, and would not allow our brother to take water from their tanks or wells. He was compelled to drink ditch water. Saw it would be no use to waste time in this place, and took down the tent. But two or three are keeping the Sabbath in Castle Hill, and those who were so bitter are greatly modified in their prejudices through reading publications on the truth, and they are now that the tent shall come to Castle Hill. Another effort may be made there at some future time. I have an appointment at Castle Hill 1 week from next. Next Sabbath and Sunday there is to be a general meeting at Parramatta. The brethren from Sydney and Kellyville, and those who have newly accepted the faith in Seven Hills, and the day will be devoted to religious services. All will bring their dinners and remain through the day. This plan worked very favorably yesterday at Seven Hills, where all assembled who could conveniently meet there. Many things are to be considered in regard to the best plan of working for the health and encouragement of the church. There is a great work to be done in Sydney, but we have no means which to start to work. We must wait God's time, and as He knows all about the matter, He will open the way when He thinks best. Our brethren Firth from Kellyville, who were arraigned for breaking the Sunday law, were today sentenced by the court either to pay the fine of 5 shillings or to be placed in the stocks. They brought an old law made in Charles II's time to bear upon this case of Sunday breaking. Our brethren refused to pay the fine, and therefore will be put in the stocks. But as the people have been well behaved in New South Wales, these instruments of torture have fallen into disuse, and there are no such instruments as stocks at the command of the prosecutors. The stocks will have to be made for the occasion to punish the heinous crime of working on the first day of the week. We think now that our people will conclude that it is time to go to work in earnest and present the light of truth to those who are living and acting under the laws made in the Dark Ages. There was quite a representation of our brethren and sisters in the courtroom. Brethren Hickox, McCullough, Starr, Lawrence, Belden, White, and several of the residents of Kellyville and Parramatta. Sisters Hickox, Starr, and Emily Campbell were also in the courtroom. The judge looked at them keenly, as also did his coadjutors. We have now had the beginning, and before the end, we shall have an interesting history of process of this ridiculous persecution.